When opportunity offered, the children could give assistance by doing, when quite young, little errands of mercy and love to bless others. Thus thousands of the homes of the poor and needy not of our faith could be entered. Books relating to health and temperance could be placed in many homes. The circulation of these books is an important work, for they contain precious knowledge in regard to the treatment of disease, knowledge that would be a great blessing to those who cannot afford to pay for the physician's visits. 486.1 God wants children, as little missionaries God wants every child of tender age to be his child, to be adopted into his family. Young, though they may be, the youth may be members of the household of faith and have a most precious experience. 486.2 In their early years children may be useful in God's work. He will give them His grace and His Holy Spirit, that they may overcome impatience, fretfulness, and all sin. Jesus loves the children. He has blessings for them, and He loves to see them obedient to their parents. 487 He desires them to be His little missionaries, denying their own inclinations and desires for selfish pleasure to do service for Him, and this service is, just as acceptable to God, as is the service of grown-up children. 486.3 By precept and example parents are to teach their children to labor for the unconverted. The children should be so educated that they will sympathize with the aged and afflicted and will seek to alleviate the sufferings of the poor and distressed. They should be taught to be diligent in missionary work, and from their earliest years self-denial and sacrifice for the good of others and the advancement of Christ's cause should be inculcated, that they may be laborers together with God. 487.1 Let parents teach their little ones the truth, as it is in Jesus. The children in their simplicity will repeat to their associates that which they have learned. 487.2 The church has worked for the youth. Let the overseers of the church devise plans whereby young men and women may be trained to put to use their entrusted talents. Let the older members of the church seek to do earnest, compassionate work for the children and youth. Let ministers put to use all their ingenuity in devising plans whereby the younger members of the church may be led to cooperate with them in missionary work. But do not imagine that you can arouse their interest merely by preaching a long sermon at the missionary meeting. Plan ways whereby live interest may be kindled. Let all have a part to act. Train the young to do what is appointed them, and from week to week let them bring their reports to the missionary meeting, telling what they have experienced and through the grace of Christ what success has been theirs. If such reports were brought in by consecrated workers, the missionary meetings would not 488 be dull and tedious. They would be full of interest, and there would be no lack in attendance. 487.3 Seek opportunities in the neighborhood. Opportunities are within the reach of everyone. Take up the work that should be done in your neighborhood, for which you are held responsible. Note for detailed counsel on the methods and effectiveness of neighborhood ministry of kindness, see welfare ministry. Compilers. Wait not for others to urge you to take advance steps. Move without delay, bearing in mind your individual responsibility to Him who gave His life for you. Move, as if you heard Christ calling upon you personally to awake out of sleep and to exert every God-given faculty in doing the utmost in His service. Look not to see who else is ready to catch inspiration from the Word of the Living God. If you are thoroughly consecrated, through your instrumentality He will bring into the truth others whom He can use, as channels to convey light to many souls in darkness. 488.1 Let Christian families enter dark counties. God calls for Christian families to go into communities that are in darkness and error, and work wisely and perseveringly for the Master. To answer this call requires self-sacrifice. While many are waiting to have every obstacle removed, souls are dying without hope and without God in the world. Many, very many, for the sake of worldly advantage, for the sake of acquiring scientific knowledge, will venture into pestilential regions and endure hardship and privation. Where are those who are willing to do this for the sake of telling others of the Savior? Where are the men and women who will move 489 into regions that are in need of the gospel, that they may point those in darkness to the Redeemer? 488.2, if families would locate in the dark places of the earth, places where the people are enshrouded in spiritual gloom, and let the light of Christ's life shine out through them, a great work might be accomplished. Let them begin their work in a quiet, unobtrusive way, not drawing on the funds of the conference until the interest becomes so extensive that they cannot manage it without ministerial help. Our 489.1 children will work, when others cannot when heavenly intelligences see that men are no longer permitted to present the truth, the Spirit of God will come upon the children, and they will do a work in the proclamation of the truth which the older workers cannot do, because their way will be hedged up. Our 489.2 In the closing scenes of this earth's history, many of these children and youth will astonish people by their witness to the truth, which will be born in simplicity, yet with spirit and power. They have been taught the fear of the Lord, and their hearts have been softened by a careful and prayerful study of the Bible. In the near future, many children will be endued with the Spirit of God and will do a work in proclaiming the truth to the world that at that time cannot well be done by the older members of the church.